your fucking nose is growing, Pinocchio.
And this is the BLS podcast for Monday, August 20th, 2007. We've got myself, Carcinogen, Party Man, Scuba Steve, Nolan, and Apex in the room. This week is the release of Bioshock. Are you guys excited about that? You looking for who's buying that this week?
I'm gonna have to resounding demo silence.
Oh yeah, definitely down. Check out the demo. It's only a gig or whatever. It'll take you about an hour to download, and then you get to play it for 5 minutes.
An hour to download?
Well, however long a gig takes you to download.
Takes a while. Me about that long.
You know, I'm kind of kicking myself. I should have bought the black Xbox. I see so many things I want to download. I'm glad I got the small one because it kind of keeps me from downloading stuff off. Like, oh, there's a movie.
Well, you just don't buy the point cards that way and just download all the free shit.
I hear there's a way you can partition one of those portable hard drives your Xbox. I'm not sure how to, though.
Well, they've got all sorts of third-party adapters that fit between your hard drive and your Xbox so you can copy the files off to your computer and shit like that. So you don't have to re-download the things. You can just transfer them to your computer and transfer them back up your shit.
Something like the Girl 2 multiplayer demo, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe.
And don't delete it like me, right?
Well, you'll have it. You can delete it so long as you got it stored on your hard drive on your computer. Then when a clan meeting comes along, you just transfer it back over. Bada bing, bada
boom. But you've been to my house. My freaking Xbox is downstairs. My computer's up in my office. I'm not hooking them up.
Right? No, it's easier to re-download it Sunday night for Monday. Won't be that hard.
You know what? How long did it take you to download it?
What, 20 minutes maybe?
Yeah.
No.
Didn't take
that
long.
It took like 5 minutes because I remember you telling me. I remember you telling me, Apex is gonna download it.
It was under 10 minutes. I think probably because even though it was deleted off the hard drive, I think that it was really kind of still on there, and that's why it was. You know what I'm saying? But even though you delete shit off your hard drive, doesn't mean it's necessarily gone.
Right.
I think that's why I loaded so fast. Because I was shocked myself. I mean, I was talking to you, Party. I'm like, wow, I'm at freaking 12% already, or 8%. I had just started it, so it didn't take me long to download it. It was no big deal.
Because I think fragments are still on the computer, on the actual Xbox. I don't think it deletes it completely.
Right.
I bet you that's what happens.
I don't think
plus,
it works.
No one's downloading it.
I think that's more the case is that no one else is downloading it, so the server that's hosting it is free to give you it as quick as it can.
I would believe what you have to say more than what I have to say.
Well, it just doesn't make sense that they'd put that much effort into recovering a file deleted off the hard drive. That's a lot of work.
Right.
Especially if you just deleted it, undeleting it's not a big deal, but once you like start writing to the disk again, then it becomes an issue to recover it.
Right. You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I don't even remember when I deleted it. You know, I went through it probably, I guess maybe a week and a half ago. I went through it and just started deleting a bunch of shit that I don't use anymore. So, anyway, getting back to who's buying Bioshock this week? Not me.
You're not good picking it?
I'm
going to pick it up.
Playing it. I rented
it. I might rent it. That's it.
Yeah.
Two playthroughs and it's done, but it's well worth the experience. I definitely recommend it for a rental.
Well, did you try the multiplayer at all? I mean, maybe.
There is no multiplayer on Bioshock.
There is no multiplayer on Bioshock. Okay, then I'm renting it.
It's like Condemned. Honestly, it's a single-player masterpiece.
Well, fuck.
It's really freaking amazing.
Well, I rented Darkness,
good.
And that was really good.
I could have sworn the demo said something about multiplayer.
No, there's no multiplayer whatsoever.
Oh, well, fuck that. All right, the game
That's
has now got...
Up.
How do they get 10s? How do you give a game a 10 when it has no multiplayer?
Because it has rules, exactly.
Because it needs a game
I was
both
putting
features,
so much hype
into
that game.
One. Like, I don't know, I prefer my single-player games to be single-player only, because then they end up tacking on bullshit multiplayers, and then they take manpower away from its actual single-player. Like, Darkness did that. It was a tacked-on multiplayer that no one really played except for achievements. It just completely blew balls, and they could have put that extra time into maybe 3-4 more hours of single-player.
But
yeah, I mean, I like playing
all,
the Darkness.
You've got all those Splinter Cell games from 2 on where they had, it was basically 2 games in 1 disc where you had the awesome single-player campaign and you had a whole other team working on the multiplayer and, you know, both were really good.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it
and they
can
had the
be
co-op
done.
With it, too.
You know, Halo 2 or Halo 3, Halo 2 and Halo 3 are both going to have good single player and good multiplayer. You know, Rainbow has...
As I understand it, very short single player campaigns compared to Halo 1, which took up all 40 hours.
Yeah, but Halo 1 was run through the same set of geometry over and over and over again, you know.
There was no Xbox Live back then either.
Right. But the multiplayer still was good, if you did System Link or you did the... Xbox
and with Splinter Cell, awesome. You had two separate teams working on the game. Like, they had a studio working on multiplayer,
right.
And a studio
That's
working
Tom
on
Clancy, though. Tom Clancy has a ton of money.
Yeah, it's Ubisoft. Tom Clancy just lets him use their name. He has really nothing to do with those
Ubisoft.
Games.
Ubisoft
well,
is big time.
Not to change the subject, but 08, Tiger Woods is coming out in 8 days, 7 days.
Yeah.
I know nobody's interested but Paulie and me, but I'm pretty psyched about that.
I can't even play golf. I have problems with putt-putt.
Let me tell you something. It happens to be a lot of fun. When you get, you know, two, three, four guys that you really know, it's a lot of fun.
Hey, Apex, have you ever heard that game called Golden Tee?
Yeah,
I bet you're one of those guys that plays it. If you ever play it, I bet you I can see Apex just sitting there playing it.
Oh, is that the one that's in the regular arcade?
Time.
Yeah,
yeah,
in an arcade.
Hell
yeah.
Yeah,
I told you.
That's
I told
good.
You.
That's good shit. Listen, Paulie would play it too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 100 and some on the world on that game. MWN.
I see it all the time at bars, and everybody's just like, oh, they're into it. And I'm like,
oh, it's great. But that's because I'm a golfer, that's why. You know, so. But
there's a lot of golf courses.
There's really not a lot of good shit coming out. I mean, that's the only thing that I'm really interested in. I'll rent the BioShock, you know, but there's really, what was it, End War? It was, I got that on the Xbox magazine. They were talking about that. It's pretty, it sounds really good because what you do is you, like, let's say you start off on the Iraqi border and you move forward and then you have objectives that you have to complete at those tasks, okay? Instead of having to reload every time, you have to achieve the tasks in hand, and then you move further into Iraq, and it's giving
Doesn't
you
it
this
control,
like
full spectrum.
Yes, yes.
It's just like full spectrum.
No, I think it's going to be more like Command and Conquer than full spectrum. It's a real-time strategy more than the.
Well, Command and Conquer is a bird's eye view where you're controlling tons and tons of units.
Right.
Where this one is actually a pulled back way further. Third-person view, where you're controlling multiple units as opposed to just one Alpha and Bravo team that you had in full spectrum.
Well, in the End War, I think the way that they were doing it, you're setting up in teams where you were able to go, and one person would have one objective, the other would lay back, the other would go take out their objective. There's helicopters, there's like the little RV units, very similar to GRAW, where they have the, what the hell is that we can go and change your weapons in one of those remote control, like, Argos, we were able to change your equipment and stuff. You know, it looked pretty good. I like the fact that you can actually move forward and it doesn't like reload each time. You get to a certain objective and then the map expands, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a progressive map.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Not like GRAW, not like Rainbow. It's you continue to move forward. So it's the map itself is... You can't
not
go back
divvied up into big missions or like
exactly.
chapters or anything like that.
I mean, it tweaked my interest. One of the things that
yeah,
was
I'm
pretty good about it, what they said was you actually can get like a remote control helicopter, you know, a mini helicopter, and you control it. And what you do is, let's say, you know, there's a mosque, and you go on the mosque on the top, you know, in the four corners, they have those like catwalks that go around, and you got four guys up there. You can actually fly your helicopter up, and you can get like a view and land where they're at and blow up the helicopter and kill them all. I thought that was pretty cool. I thought that was very cool that you could actually do that.
When that Two Worlds comes out next week, it's like a third-person Oblivion with a lot more bugs. But it's got
an
eight-player co-op. Yeah, it's got really... I mean, I've seen video clips where it has really bad frame rate. But you can play eight players over Xbox Live with your progressive online career, you know? Looks like you can play a good 80-hour RPG with your buddies over the course of time. And every time you log in, you'd be building up that online character. pretty sweet. And you can make your own items and publish them. So when people go to buy items from the stores in the game, they'll see, like, you know, the booty shake or something for sale, you know, like, see your named item. That's kind of a cool feature.
When is Brothers in Arms come out?
When is what?
When does Brothers in Arms come out?
11/15, so they say. I'm suspecting it will be postponed till March. But so far, it's scheduled for November.
Well, the reason why they're putting all these big-hitter games out this winter, it's, you know, they're competing with Sony. That's when Sony's big games are supposed to be coming out.
Well, that's just games sell better at Christmas time, so that's when they want games to come out.
Yeah, it's always been true.
It doesn't have anything to do with Sony. It's just they want
a lot.
They'll sell.
I'm just going by what my friend says. He's a big PlayStation fan, and I always tell him, I said, go play your gay station.
I know two big fans, man. And every time I ask them, what game are you playing? And they say they're not playing it. It's like Resistance only lasted so long.
You know,
what was the synopsis behind that game?
I don't even know.
Yeah,
I haven't got
none of us have a PS3, I bet.
Weapon does. Where's Weapon?
Yeah, it looks like there's a lot of games coming out that 11/15. You got Soldier of Fortune supposed to come out, Brothers in Arms, Army of Two, Assassin's Creed, crappy ones. Rock Band is coming out the week after that.
That game's got a lot to live up to. Hopefully Guitar Hero 3.
Yeah, Guitar Hero 3 is coming out a couple weeks before that, I think. Or a month.
October.
Yeah, it's coming out
Polka Star.
October.
Nice. Right around my birthday.
Yeah, I was looking at the Rock Band packs that you can pre-order, and none of them come with the freaking wireless guitar. You gotta buy the wired guitar and then buy the wireless guitar separately for another $80. It's like, fuck that.
$80 for the wireless guitar?
That's what they're priced at now. It's not really official, but that's what, like, GameStop and Amazon and all them are pricing it at for the pre-orders.
What if it's actually less than that? Do they give them back their money or something?
Well, they don't charge you until you actually pick it up or they ship it. Or if you're at GameStop, you put $5 down or whatever.
Dude, my GameStop only sells the Windows games for Windows now. They don't sell the other PC games.
My GameStop stopped carrying PC games.
Yeah, it's like I never see PC games in mine.
I used to be loaded a year ago, but it's been a year since I won it until I pre-ordered Halo, and sure enough, they wiped them out.
They have a bunch of movies, though.
Looks like Gamefly is shipping Bioshock now. It says it's available online.
Yeah, I got my shipping confirmation at 8 this morning. I was really impressed.
Oh,
I'm like, they didn't waste any time.
Well, that pisses me off, because they just shipped me Trauma Center Second Opinion for the Wii.
Oh, man, yeah, that's Friday, the ticket to getting new Saturday releases on Gamefly, is to clear it out and only having only what you want on its release date on there. It's like the only way to get it right.
Well, I just sent another one back, so hopefully it'll still be available by the time that gets in there.
Yeah, that's how I end up buying games, is that I won't have any room left, and I'm like, I really want this new game, so I'll buy out one of the games I have, whichever one is the cheapest, just so they'll send me something. Fucked up. At least I'm only paying like half price. I just got my 10% for my year subscription or whatever.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Like, all the games on my list are under $30. Trauma Center is the most expensive one. That's sort of funny. That's a crazy game.
How was that game?
Well, I've only
Trauma Center?
Yeah, I've only played it for 5 minutes. It's a Wii game, and you're like a surgeon. And so you got to, you know, you select your different tools and you stitch up people. So if you're stitching up, you point at the screen and you wave your arm back and forth in like a Z motion and draw sutures on the wound to stitch it up. Or you have like tweezers and you grab a piece of glass out of the guy and pull it out in the right direction and put it in the tray. It's like you're going through surgery. So
weird.
It just looks so weird. I had to try it.
Yeah. Like operation. Basically,
his nose
basically
lights up.
What you're telling me is
you're
telling
him
21st version of operation.
Operation. Yeah.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah. And it's got that crazy Japanese gameplay or video game storytelling where you just got sort of characters that don't move and the words going across the
right
bottom.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like you're playing Super NES again or something like that.
Oh, God.
Except I love my Super NES.
Oh, yeah.
Like
so
Donkey
who's impressed
Kong
with my Guitar Hero?
Huh?
Who's impressed with my Guitar Hero? Not doing too bad, am I?
How far are you in your career? Are you up an expert yet?
Almost.
I beat the first venue in Expert today.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I haven't beat the last venue in Hard yet, but the first venue in Expert's actually easier than that.
I've done a few in Expert. You look, you see my scores. Actually, I'm above you on a couple of songs there, Carl.
Carl's like, I must check this.
Well, you know, that's fine at this point because I'm trying to get further in my career than concentrating on maxing out the points. So,
by the way, Carl, did I tell you I'm above you on a couple of songs?
So,
Carl, did I tell you I'm above you on a couple of songs?
So, what? Okay. Big deal.
Nobody's competitive here. No, what are you talking about?
You want to know the truth?
You got
to
send me a message like Party does, and you go, you know, this song beat my high score.
I know. I got that one.
Oh, 193,000. Yaw, eat it and weep.
I got that message.
Number one high scores.
It's not me playing the Guitar Hero. It's my son.
Oh,
okay.
Well, that's
so
not
I didn't
fair.
Beat
they,
shit.
They got quicker reflexes.
Okay. Hey, he's doing good. He skipped all through, you know, easy and medium. He went right to hard. He did a few songs on medium, but he jumped up there. He's doing, I mean, he's kicking well. I can't believe it.
I think they should have, like, separate high scores for people under 20 and people over 20. Because those teenagers,
is
I
this,
don't know,
this
they
kid
just...
is really good with his right hand. I don't understand why.
Carr, are you trying to tell me that you're using Gresham Formula 44?
No, not quite yet.
Not yet, huh? Okay.
But I'll tell you, my reflexes have slowed way the fuck down.
Yeah.
Say after 25, they begin to decline, and at 30, it starts getting rough.
It's getting rough.
What do you call me when it starts when I'm 54?
Yeah, I'm
I wouldn't say it starts getting rough at 30. I'd say you start noticing that you've lost at least a half a step on the 18 to 24-year-old at 30. But
I'm noticing that. And I'm using Guitar Hero to keep my fucking, you know, to work on my reflexes and muscle memory and shit like that. I think it works pretty good for that.
Is that like your midlife crisis starting?
No.
I'm already past
I got another
that,
10
so I ain't got
that.
No problem with it. Oh, okay, see, I'm above that, so...
When's the last time you honestly lifted weights, though?
Me?
Any
of you?
16, so 15
well, I don't know.
Ago.
My wife's 125. I lift her all the time. You're all sitting there thinking, uh-oh, Jesus, I just got a visual.
Get it out!
No, I haven't lifted weights in years. I've never really lifted weights.
Yeah.
I never went to the gym. It's never been my thing. I'm just naturally built big.
So you're kind of fat. I'm big bone, damn it. Leave me alone.
I'm big bone. Right now, over the last year and a half, all I do is grow a fucking gut. My arm's just so much fucking bigger. Forget about it. Mm. Now?
Yeah, me too, but my work gives us free soda.
Bad.
That's never good.
I lift weights 3 times a week, though, but it's not doing nothing. I lift my controller all day long. I lift soda cans.
I put some weights on the bottom of the controller. That might help us all. Anybody happen to do the demo on the Olympics? Anyone remember that game?
What is that, the track and field?
Demo. Track and field, right?
The arcade game?
Yeah.
No, I haven't done that one.
I used to love that game.
Tap A to run and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you know what I did? That was, I mean, it was incredible because you can use the X and the B button to run. What I did was I took my controller, I tilted it to the left and brought it into my belly. And if you use your left thumbstick and go up and down, you get so much more speed. So I was able to, outbeat everything. Well, hey, listen, you know, you try and, you know, the A and B button, it really wasn't working. I said, ooh, I can use that. And for some reason, up and down was fast. Was all like masturbation. You know, it's a little faster. You know?
So is this podcast going to be filed under the adult-only section?
It always
has
been,
all
adults,
you know. No, really, and the up and down, and then that just fucking, I was like wailing. I couldn't believe it.
That's why we had to wait for Apex to get here.
Yeah. I know, I just have a way with words.
I was telling him.
There's really nothing. Anything else coming out?
Well, you know,
really, other than Halo.
I was looking at the list. I swear, like 2 weeks ago, and I was all excited about all these games. And I'm looking at it tonight, and it's just like, you know, Halo is the next big one. that I think's coming out. Then it's not until... Then you got the Orange Box for Team Fortress and the Guitar Heroes and Rock Bands. So, and
the shooters subject, at all, really, except Bioshock.
I'm looking forward to Team Fortress.
Yeah, Team Fortress looks really good.
What's that about?
Team Fortress is...
my first online game.
Yeah, it's really just a multiplayer game with... It was like the first game that ever had classes where, you know, you had a specialized role. So they've got like the heavy weapons guy, the soldier, the spy who can actually change his skin so he looks like somebody on the other team in one of the other roles.
He can fake dead.
And fake death, yeah, Fane.
That sounds pretty interesting.
Oh, and then there's the beautiful Katamari coming out if you want another crazy Japanese game. Roll up that ball as big as you can, picking up all the shit. Definitely gotta. You gotta download that demo just to
roll that
get
beautiful
a
bean
fucking
footage.
Fucking laugh out of it.
Roll
man.
That beautiful Katamari.
I first heard about that. I'm like, what's the point of this game? You just roll this thing around and just make it bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's like, you start playing that demo and it's like, all right, you know, they only give you 3 minutes and you can get your ball about 2.5 meters big your first try or something like that. So I kept playing it and playing it. I got to get it 3 meters, and then I had to get it 4 meters. Now I can't quite get it to 5 meters yet.
Well, listen, I'm already carrying around 2 pairs of 3 meters, so I'm okay. You know?
Yeah, you might not have to worry about that. Might be good exercise to push a ball around for a while.
What are you trying to say? I'm fat now?
I you said it, not I.
You set yourself up for failure.
Oh, big time. I deserve that one. Anything on Clancy? Anything on Clancy games coming out?
I don't think... I haven't seen any Clancy games coming out. I haven't heard anything about a new Rainbow or... and the
nothing.
Splinter Cell's
push
back.
Splinter Cell till March.
Yeah, sometime next year. Tom Clancy End War and Splinter Cell are both supposed to come out in March. So End War isn't even going to come out before Christmas.
I'd be really surprised if it made March.
Yeah. Alright, who's fucking
up their controller? That was me. My daughter came in to tell me she was home, and my son is soaking wet from hockey. He played hockey in the rain. Give him a shower, bud.
What do you think? Just get out of the shower.
No, he just got back from hockey. You win or lose? You win or lose? By how much?
By how much?
Oh, good for you, man.
To change the subject, I know I left a post. I know nobody checks the forums other than me.
I read them. I just don't reply anymore.
I've been talking to a few people, and I told them about our website, potentially recruiting, because I don't know any new recruits. I know I see a couple of people following our new members. Like, I never have met Eldrick, BLS Eldrick. I sent him a friend request and haven't gotten a reply back.
He's kind of a Gears exclusive guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never played
with him. He plays a lot of Chrome Hounds. He does play Chrome Hounds, but he's got his own little, like, squad going on for that.
He's Pantera. Yeah, I mean, I've been, actually, Apex, he played with one of the guys that wants to be in our clan, and I told him to post on our website. Anton Randall, you remember that, Apex?
No. What was his name? Anton Randall?
Yeah, he registered on our forums.
You know what, I'm going to be honest with you, I've not been in the forums in a long time.
Oh, and I'm nobody is, don't worry. I got tired of being the only one on the forums. But yeah, he expressed interest, and I told him, I said, you know, register on the forums. I didn't guarantee him he's going to be in or anything. But I know we don't have a lot of people, and I think we should get some more people before we roll on to Halo 3, at least. Because I know for a fact that I know King Ace isn't on that much, and I sent a friend request to Zillagod, and he hasn't answered me since I joined.
Yeah,
I signed up for Xbox.
I haven't seen him since about then, or well before that. Yeah,
it's been a couple
months since he's been on.
I'm not hosting like a match and changing my gamer tag to recruiting. I'm trying to find cool people because I mean that's the cool thing I think about this clan is you know. It doesn't matter how good you are as long as you're, you know, generally a cool person to get along with.
Exactly.
Pretty much as cool. He's kind of younger, though. I know a lot of us are of an older age, I'll just put it that way.
Oh, thanks, sir. I appreciate that.
It's not my fault you can watch it, walk into Quiznos and use your senior citizen discount card.
I know.
So I've been trying to see if I can get more people that'd probably be interested in, like another clown that I've been hanging with. Iron Inc. Incorporated, that's what they call themselves. They're mostly exclusively to Rainbow, but they're pretty cool guys. Except their clan leader's a jerk. All of them else are pretty cool. Reminded me of Death Row.
Well, I think that's almost one of the things that's good about our clan is there really is no leader.
Exactly.
There's no one democracy. To be a big asshole about it. But then you know, you got the downsides that there's no one really organizing anything. But the upside of that is anyone can organize anything. Yeah, that's because we're all too lazy to go look for another clan.
hey, speak for yourself. I happen to like you people shooting sometimes, you know. As rare as it may be, I still enjoy it.
Well, you know, with Halo 3 coming out, I think a lot of the people that we haven't seen in a while are going to come out of the woodworks. You know, we can get them, and it's going to be hard to recruit pre-Halo 3 because we're not all going to be in the same place, and it's hard to put a good foot forward to a potential recruit that, you know, we're actually active. So we'll get people with Halo 3. We'll get some new people in. We'll get some old people we haven't seen in a while. There will be some drama.
Is Dark Predator still in our clan?
He's still in the clan. He's playing World of Warcraft, from what I heard.
What happened to Weapon? Is that his story or what?
I don't know Weapon.
You know,
story.
He actually dropped me a message with his number, and I never called him. I saved it. I still have his number. Because I said to him, I says, you know, where the hell you been? I haven't seen you. You were around, you're alive, you're dead, whatever. And he sent me back a message about a week ago, and I honestly haven't called him. And I've been thinking about calling him. I keep thinking about calling him. And I just got to give him a call.
Yeah, I called him and shot him a message, and then he called me and shot me a message, and that was it. We haven't connected since then.
Right.
And Halo will definitely bring a lot of people back.
Will bring me back.
I'm really excited for the co-op.
No. Speaking of which,
Ghost is alive and kicking it still. He's doing well. Trying to get his stuff together up in Connecticut. He's hoping to get his 360 in the next couple months. So we'll see. He's got a cable connection, so all he needs is a 360, and he's already got his Ethernet.
I thought he had a 360.
He did.
He did, but it got stolen.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
There's another one who's pissed off at me. I haven't returned his call.
Yeah, I need
right,
to call
buddy?
Him too.
You know?
It made me think of him, actually. You know, people we haven't seen in a long time.
Those MIAs. A lot of people. Now, there's a lot of people I remember. Just the old days.
I suppose General Bob will ever be done college?
Probably not.
Seems like forever now.
Well, you know, it does take 4 years if you actually go and do it full time.
I know. I'm just joking.
Yeah, he must have been gone for at least half that.
I think it's been 2 years, yeah. I think it's funny
so
that you
see
him
online. You're getting your master's degree? No, I'm getting my bachelor's.
You know, I went to school for 7 years and I still don't have my bachelor's.
You an associate, though?
No. You don't get an associate's unless you go for it. Or you go to tech college or community college first.
You can get it. Just your basic classes. That's what I got.
Well, see, that's what I have left. I have all my major classes for my major done, and I need to take freshman comp and history and all that shit that is useless to get my degree. I just skipped that and went to the meet. And then
that's
again,
cool.
They let you take whatever classes you want. I mean, at least the college I went to, they didn't, you know, force you to take freshman classes.
Yeah, that's what they did for me. How did prerequisites, as they put it.
Well, yeah, they have that. I mean, but, you know, like what I wanted to do, you know, the prerequisites were math. Well, I like math. I'll do math. And the prerequisites for computer science were other computer science classes. You know, they didn't make you take speech in order to take, you know, some...
Well, speech is fun.
Yeah.
Honestly. What test can there be for speech other than speaking?
Well, some of us are better at speaking than others.
Did you throw another dig at me, Carl?
No, that was a dig at myself.
Oh, okay. I thought you were knocking out my fucking New York accent again.
your accent is better than most of the people I listen to all day long. That's freaking Southern
drawl.
How do you
think, Carl? See the genius, my friend. Please, I stopped at 7-Eleven and got my Slurpee. Right? Is that what you mean?
Isn't it Quickie Mart in New York now?
Quickie Mart? No.
Didn't they change one of the 7-Elevens to Quickie Mart in New York City? Or I suppose you don't go...
No, I never heard of New York. I don't live in New York City anymore. I live in New Jersey now.
Well, okay, New York's trash yard now.
No, I don't like it. No, New York, let me tell you something. My old fucking neighborhood was all Italian. You could leave your fucking door open 24 hours a day. It was never a fucking problem. Now it's all fucking chinks, it's all Russians, it's all freaking Hindus, all in my neighborhood. It's crazy. Everybody moved out. There's like nothing left. Well, mostly Russians and Chinese. It's crazy.
So now you got bars on your windows and security doors?
Well, like I said, I don't live there no more, so.
Oh, okay. Oh, you moved out, too.
You know, I moved out 7 years ago. Yeah, I moved out 7 years ago, man. Thank God. Otherwise, I'd be eating fucking an egg roll with a fucking bowl of borscht, you know?
Brewskis. Downing it with a bottle of vodka.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he drinks, though. Apex Drinks told me.
Who told you that?
You told me that.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah, you don't remember telling me that? You said, yeah, that's all I like drinking vodka. And I was like, what do you like drinking? I said, and he says, just anything with vodka. And I was like, have you ever tried Svedka? And you're like, that's what I buy.
Svedka, that's right. That's good shit. That's better than freaking, what's that, Grey Goose?
Oh, I don't like Grey Goose. I like Stoli. I mean, but it's just expensive.
Try Svedka.
I've tried it. It's
a Swedish vodka.
Apex was telling me how he likes to have like pineapple juice and melon juice and a little umbrella in his little drink.
Melon? Nah, there's no fucking umbrellas, man. Now come on, man. Now you're freshening.
Why is that tanning?
Not up there at all. My wife, the pervert that she is, we picked up a statue of a dog, a German Shepherd, like my dog.
And you got a German Shepherd?
Kids, yeah. He's a black and fawn. And
I got two German Shepherds. I got a white and a black one. Sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, do you? Yeah, he's a purebred. You know, which one I'm talking about, the fawn and black. He's a good dog. We picked up a little statue with a little dog sitting on his ass, you know, and it's about 10, 12 inches high. Well, my kids broke one of the fucking legs off, so my wife decided, well, I'm going to glue this thing together. I'm like, okay. Well, she turns around, she glues the fucking thing together. She goes, look, come here, I gotta show you something. I said, what? She goes, this dog is what did she say, aesthetically correct. I says, what do you mean? She goes, look, he's got a penis. You know, and the fucking dog, because he's a male, she has a fucking little groin going on over there, you know? I was fucking rolling laughing. I was like, you know, you're such a fucking pervert. That's why I love you. It's bad.
Unreal.
I thought it was funny as hell.
I got two German Shepherds. I got a solid black one and a solid white one.
I had a buddy of mine when I was younger, had a white one, and his name was Serge. And he fucking bit anybody. Everybody. I mean, he couldn't go in the yard. He'd bite you. Party has some Shepherds, too. You have three, right?
I got a German Shepherd, a Belgian Shepherd, and an Australian Shepherd.
Select the whole set, huh?
I think I got all the Shepherds covered, but I'm not sure.
You don't have, what's that one that the police use all the time?
German Shepherd.
German Shepherd.
No, it's not, no, there's another one.
No, it's
in the Shepherd family, but it's not like a German Shepherd. It's something else because one of the fathers who is, you know, his son's in the Boy Scouts, like my son, he's a cop in his town, and he's a canine unit, and he has something else. It's not a Shepherd. He has a Shepherd. But it's something else. And the life expectancy is only like 7 to 9 years. Not like a regular Shepherd, but they're supposed to be much smarter. Trying to remember what the name of the dog is.
I got one. I got the white one is 8 years old. The black one, he's only a year old.
See, they're great pets. He's a good dog.
They're very smart, very intelligent.
Yeah. Protective.
He's a good dog. There's no doubt. Excellent watchdog. I mean, anybody comes by my house, I mean, it'd be 2-3 o'clock in the morning, he could be in my bedroom, and he'll run out to the living room, and he'll just start barking. And, you know, see somebody walking by. He's good. He's definitely good.
Very protective. Very protective.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Good dog. My neighbor just came by. Now, his daughter's getting married or some shit, so they're going out to someplace out in the Midwest, but his son's girlfriend is staying home. But she's all freaking out. Oh, I gotta stay here by myself for 4 days. So Steve comes over. You actually, Paul, you met Steve. Yeah, he came over, and he's like, listen, Jim, she stayed here by herself. Can I just, you know, I don't have your new cell number. Can you give me your new cell number so she can have a little rest? I said, listen, just tell her if it's 2, 3 o'clock in the morning and she's freaking out, just call me. I'll keep the phone by the bed. I mean, she's right next door. I said, I'll come over. I got no problem with that. And Steve came to the back door, and, man, he went fucking ballistic. And he even knows Steve, you know. True story. Funny, because Steve turns around. He's like, he likes Bandit. He's like, listen, he says, I went out and bought him a bag of bug biscuits. So, you know, he'd go running out by the pool. He'd go run next door. And the first time he gave him a bone, Bandit took the bone, went over, dropped it on the grass, and then pissed on it.
Unreal.
I was like, Steve, he totally dissed you, dude. But he was like, yeah, no shit.
I was like Apex in his stories.
Oh, it was funny as hell, man. I mean, it was, you know, we were rolling laughing. It was funny as hell. That's the guy who was with me when I almost fucking died. I had my motorcycle license. He was there. I was actually on his bike. Went down.
What bike was it?
I was on a Honda 650 Enduro. We were out in the pines. We were doing some dirt riding. And I went down, broke my collarbone, 3 ribs. I was fucked up. I was in the hospital for like 5 days.
Was that 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was about 2 years ago. Coming up on 2 years. September will be 2 years ago. And I was laid up, man. I couldn't move. I was hurting so fucking bad. Oh, I was hurting so bad. But what are you going to do?
I don't know. So funny. The youngest one is trying to bark with a ball in its mouth.
A joke.
Give me the ball.
All right, any more games?
That I know of, not really. I mean, shoot. I just keep switching back between Rainbow and Forza and that until Halo comes out. That's all I'm going to be switching back and forth between.
I like Forza.
Like what?
Forza. I rented
really?
It.
Forza?
I didn't buy it. Yeah. I actually hooked up with this guy. His name is 3-something. He sent me some cars that he did. He's sitting down for 4 or 5 hours making a fucking car. I couldn't believe it. He sent...
There's some elaborate cars that people make. Like, somebody painted, like, a woman posing naked on a hood of a car, and it's just amazing.
I have that. I have it. I have that.
Apex says, I have that one.
I have that one. Hell yeah. And then you know what he did? If he had so much money, and he turns around and went and I bought a cheap, like it was like a Mazda RX-7, and I sold it to him for $10 million. So I had some money. He's like, oh, come on, don't worry about it. I got like $270 million. What do I care? He says, just go buy a cheap car. He says, I'll meet you in the auction house and I'll buy it for $10 million. I'm like, all right. Plus, he sent me like 4 cars. And then I was talking, you know, about my wife. She likes dolphins. So he bought a dolphin car. At the auction house and gave it to her. He gave
nice.
My son Gears of War. He gave me a freaking Rainbow Six one. He did a
RoboCop. I want some cars.
3. I can tell you what it is. Might even be on right now. 300, I think.
Car, don't you have Forza?
Yeah, I got Forza. I haven't been playing it much lately, but I've fucking tried doing the designing thing. I gave up in like 10 minutes. I'm like, fuck this. It's too hard. I don't have the patience for it.
His name is 3, THREE space 00 space C. What I'll do is I'll send him a message and let him know you're gonna send him an invite. But you gotta play with the guy first. We were playing something called Cops and Robbers. Now, let me tell you something. I had such a fucking blast. What it is you set up, there's one guy who's the robber, and I actually made a police car. I made a Rolls-Royce police car, and then 2 guys sent me a Mustang and the Charger police car. And
police
like
car?
You
Did
have
you
to go around.
There?
Oh yeah, I made my own, and then they made 2, and they gave them to me. And what it is like you got 30 seconds. You got like 5 guys in the room. 4 guys go ahead in police cars. You can make your own police car. And you set up like a roadblock. And you have 3 laps to get around, okay? The robber cannot go into pit, okay? Only the police can. And you have to try and outmaneuver the other 4 guys and do 3 laps. Let me tell you something. My heart was pumping. I was having such a good time. I couldn't believe what a good time I had. It was so much fun. And then, like I said, they turn around, you know, the next night, they freaking sent me a whole shitload of cars. It was definitely pretty cool. Definitely pretty cool. I was definitely into that. Cops and robbers. It's amazing how you can just create these things.
Do you still have your copy of...
Get lucky. No, I rented it.
Okay.
But I got all the cars on my hard drive. As a matter of fact, car, you were the one I was thinking about because I was going to gift you a car just so you could see some of the work.
Yeah, I was hoping you still had a copy around, and you could send me some money or something.
what he did was, you know how you can lock a car and leave a car unlocked? He locks all his paint jobs. When he gives a car, it's a locked paint job. He didn't want people taking it, and, you know, I can understand that.
Right.
So he did the Mercedes-Benz SLR McLaren. Gave it to me for $10,000, painted. And what he did was, you know, he did the stickers and he did, like, some flair and stuff on the sides. But what was really creative was he took pictures from magazines and the internet, and on the hood of the car, he actually did the engine, what the engine looks like on the hood of the car.
I'll be damned.
Wow.
Very, very creative. Very, very creative. Very
That's
creative. I got your number,
long
Joe.
Hours
what I'll
do
is
that.
I'll call you. What I'll do is, if I rent it again, I'll rent it again. What I'll do is I'll give you a buzz. You can log on. I'll gift it to you. You can look at it and, you know, whatever, just as long as you give it back.
Okay.
You know, it's no big deal. Yeah, I think it was, some of the cars were really pretty insane. They did a Rainbow Six one. It was incredible. They had 1,000 layers for just the one side of the car. 1,000 layers. I'm like,
that's a lot of time, man.
And you can go through it, and you can see what each piece they turn around, they moved, they shaped it, they did this, they did that, because it comes up on the painting. Incredible. I turn around, there was another car. What was it? There was the 67 GTO. And I was talking to him about it. I said, listen, I said, man, I seen this car. It was great. This guy did this eagle with the flags all down the side. I couldn't believe it. I tried to bid on it. The bid was up. So he's like, wow. He says, that sounds really cool. He turns around and he bought a Corvette with the you know, red, white, and blue and the eagle on the side. I go log on. And what is it? I got a gift. He gifted me this freaking Corvette that he just bought at the auction. It was incredible.
Oh, man.
It was just amazing. I don't have the patience. It took me fucking 2 hours to do the Rolls Royce, the Bentley. And all I did was Brooklyn Police on both sides, you know, with the badge. You know, if you've been through it, you can see that. And then he just, you know, white and black. It was like, it took me 2 hours. It's crazy, crazy.
Yeah, I'll just put decals on mine. I don't try painting it. I gave up after like one try. I was like, you know, basically what Carr said, you know, forget this.
Is he like an artist in real life or something, or do you know?
No. You know what he is? He's a stay-at-home dad. His wife works. And you know what I told him? I said, you know what I would do if I was you? I would send some of this to Ford, GM, something. Paint some pictures and because you know what, the guy's creative. I mean, he really came up with some really pretty good shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty impressive. I mean, I don't know if you've gone through the auction house and looked at some of them cars. There's some real talent out there. It really is. And that's what I told him. I said, you know, that's talent. You know, I mean, granted, I mean, you know, it's only a freaking video game, but it's talent. You know, to sit there and put 1,000 layers on one side and another 1,000 layers on the top side. You know, to get
I can't even make
this
a stick
incredible.
Figure
me neither. I can't even draw a fucking stick figure.
I actually tried doing a stick figure in that thing, and it that's what frustrated me so much. I was just trying to do a stick figure. I was just like, motherfucking, this thing sucks.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll rent it, and I'll give you a call. You have it, right?
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll give you a call, and then you know you can log on. I'll send you like 4, 5, 6 cars. I'll keep them for a few days and then, you know, send them back.
Cool. Thank you.
You know? Yeah. And there's some of them you would be able to peel off. You can copy and paste. Some of them you could do that with.
Oh, nice.
Because they're not, all of them are locked.
Okay.
Right. So it was, I mean, like I said, I was surprised. I probably got 15, close to 20 cars gifted.
Well, what's also amazing on that game is, like, if you, like, I have another buddy of mine that I work with. He's all into Forza. And the clan that he's in is exclusively to Forza. And they actually have a guy that's actually a mechanic, and a real-life mechanic that works on cars, and he'll spend, like, hours, you know, because you can tune the car, and, like, I mean, it's just amazing. I joined a match, and they're saying, yeah, I tuned my car, shaved 4 seconds off my lap time, and I was like, whoa, and I'm just like, dude, I don't even play the game that much. And it's just amazing to what they can tune the car to, and he sent me one of these cars that I have, that I tried my paint job that I gave up on and just put decals on. It runs like a bat out of hell.
You can really tweak them cars up nice.
Oh, yeah. I like it. I like that game. Meanwhile, we got Nolan and Party on silent mode.
Pantera looks like he's downloading the demo now. Oh, he's in.
Oh, really?
He's loaded it up.
Fashionably late.
Yeah. Only an hour and 15 minutes late. No biggie.
Did you expect anything less than that now? Come on.
Not for
I've heard of being casually late.
Although Scuba showed up an hour early.
Yeah, damn time zone.
It's just one time zone difference. It's not that hard. I mean,
yeah.
When you're watching TV, they always give times in Eastern,
forgot.
Right?
I completely forgot that there was a clan match, clan meeting. Actually, Steve, you had told me about that earlier this week.
Yeah, I thought I sent everyone a message about
it. Carl, you always leave me out, and that's okay.
Wait, you just ignore my messages?
You fucking hump.
He call screens. Oh, don't want to pick up that one.
Yeah.
Apex, you damn right I call screen.
That's right. No, you didn't call me. I don't. You know why? I have a new number. That's why. I got rid of my 732 number. I got the 856 number. It's funny, when I moved from Brooklyn to Jersey, for about 4 years, I kept the 917 number, my cell phone. And then I finally switched over to the 732, which is the number that you got. And then I just got rid of that and got the 856, which is where I'm at now.
What cell carrier, what mobile service do you guys use?
I am on Singular, because they have the rollover minutes. Oh, look who just logged on. Frickin' 3.
Where?
Oh, Pantera.
What's up, Pan?
How the hell's it going? It's hanging. And the Scuba was actually able to make it in tooth.
Well,
listen,
Pan,
I got good news and I got bad news. What do you want first? Give it to Ben. All right, the bad news, the clan match is over. The good news, we all still love you. All right, I'm still sexy.
Yeah.
Not really, not a lot going on. We were just talking about, like, games coming out and stuff. That's it.
Speaking of games, which Xbox are you on now? You're 8th?
fourth.
Oh, that's not as bad as everyone made it sound last month.
Oh, no?
They were saying you're on 7 or something
one.
Like that.
Oh, come on.
Oh, man, the way we were telling that you had fucking Vietnamese soldiers rappelling through the windows and fucking chopping them up with fucking axes and shit.
Uh-huh. Exaggeration.
What the fuck was that?
That was the dog howling because the fucking because the fire truck went by. You know what he did?
Yeah, they can't stand that. That hurts their ears.
He picked his head up and howled and just laid back down. All he picked up was his head. He's still laying on his side. That's funny.
That's funny. What's been going on, Pantera?
Shit. Started up this new job site. Now I'm all itching like fucking fiberglass. It's fun.
What do you do?
I do anything. Plumbing, electrical, carpentry, fucking pipe fitting, and whatever. Right now I'm doing demo work for this boat company, Mako Boats. They got a whole bunch of boats that they want destroyed. So I'm smashing the living fuck out of them. And you cannot smash it with a bucket on the fucking front end loader. You gotta take a fucking chainsaw and cut them. I found that out.
What the hell happened when you hit it with the bucket?
Nothing. Seriously, you can take a sledgehammer. That's where we started off. We started with a sledgehammer, and you can take a solid blow I mean, a solid fucking blow. And the thing will just bounce right back off. You hit it a couple times repeatedly in the same area, you'll get a little bit of flakage. Really, it's just going to piss you off. The way they build it is they take a mold, they spray it with fiberglass, then they put foam inside of it, and the foam expands, and they do another layer of fiberglass. So the foam absorbs all shock to it. And basically, yeah, the exact same thing happens when you use the bucket on a front-end loader. You hit it with the bucket, and it makes a hell of a good noise. Boom, boom, boom. That's about all you're doing. They're going to have this motherfucker on the forks up in the air probably about 6-7 feet and would pick it up and just lower the forks and just let the motherfucker roll around on the ground and shit, and it still wouldn't do nothing.
I don't think it could be a good movie. The North Carolina Chainsaw Boat Massacre.
Oh, yeah. That's the only way you can do it, man. You got a
movie waiting to happen.
Yeah, right? So now we're sitting there with fucking stills just ripping them apart. Now, but the plus side is they use these molds. That's how they do the layer of fiberglass and then the foam core. They spray it inside of a negative mold. Well, they have a whole shitload of molds, probably maybe 3 to 4 dozen, that they don't need now. So we get to scrap the molds, tear them all apart, but the plus side is like every maybe 8 inches or so in these molds is steel square tubing, and they have no desire to keep that shit whatsoever. So I can take it to the scrap place and sell it off at the scrap yard and make a whole lot of fucking money off of that shit.
Well, a lot of people are making the money off us because they keep stealing our copper wire and selling them to a junkyard and getting twice as much profit from Lowe's.
Oh, yeah.
They're stealing it right out of Lowe's?
Yeah, well, what they'll do is they'll usually shop in like a group of 5 people, like yesterday. We caught somebody yesterday. This son of a bitch, he comes in and, you know, he dresses all up in like church clothes, so you wouldn't profile him or anything like that. And he's with 5 other people, and he goes up to the electrical department and he puts like 2 rolls of copper wire in his basket. You know, I mean, whenever we see somebody put a roll, I mean, that's just expensive. Mm-hmm. We start eyeing them really, we eye them very carefully. And we'll start taking, like a few of us will take off our vests and act like customers. And just keep an eye on him, see what he does. And turns out he was with 5 other people because when he went to the front of the checkout areas, like all of a sudden like 5 people come out of nowhere and distract the employees that are up there. Like one lady was like, I need help on this aisle, and this other guy, he went and took a razor blade and slashed the side of his arm, so where he was bleeding, and he went up there, and that took up 2 our manager's attention and 3 other associates' attention, because you got this guy up there bleeding. You know, saying, I fell down over so-and-so. But, I mean, our loss prevention specialist, you know, we told our loss prevention specialist loading up wire, and he's like, all right, just keep an eye on him. Just let me know what he looks like, and I'll be up there. And sure as hell, like, the 5 people that he was with, just all distracted employees, and he pushed the cart right out the door. Our loss prevention specialist was waiting for him, and he chased after that guy, and that man just took off in those church shoes. I've never seen somebody run so fast in church shoes. And
man,
the
if
other
you're
five...
in Lowe's, Heckinger's, I don't care where the fuck you're at. If you see somebody in there who is clean cut, watch that goddamn motherfucker. If he's not wearing some dirty jeans, has some paint on him, some drywall, some goddamn thing, watch his ass.
Yeah, I have never gone to Lowe's or Home Depot in nice clothes. I always got like my painting clothes on and like drywall dust in my hair or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're there to go do some work. You're trying to get some material.
Well, when
that
he did this was on a Sunday. Yeah. He did this on a Sunday, so I mean it's like easy to understand because, you know, after church, people get out and they're wearing their church clothes and everybone wants to start working on these projects and they have no clue
especially
how to
all
work
the
it.
Carpenters.
I mean, it's just how it is. I mean, and that guy, he got caught, you know, and this one fat lady that we caught, she was like, we grabbed her arm and then she like fell down. I swear the earth made a thud when she fell. And she was like, oh, I'm pregnant. You made me get a miscarriage. I hope you didn't make me get a miscarriage. And our LP guy, he's so funny. He says, bitch, you ain't pregnant. You're just fat. Get your ass up. And she's like, no. She's like, I want paramedics. You know, I mean, we have to call paramedics for that. I mean, it's just, if something does happen, we have a huge lawsuit on our hands. So we
cover your ass.
Yeah, it's a CYOA policy. Cover your own ass. And paramedics show up. And we told the paramedics ahead of time. And they're taking their sweet-ass time getting out of the fucking truck. And it's just like, ma'am, you're not pregnant. And then, like, the cops were already there at that point, and he hauled, like, four of them away because one of them got away, but we caught four of them. I was like, God, all that planning and just to steal wire.
You got one guy shooting blood, another big old fat lady taking a header down the fucking aisle, pulling people over.
They should all five just steal something and all run at the same time.
Well, the other motherfucker had the right idea. He went all turbo Negro.
Nolan didn't have to think of that at all. He just said, you know, just steal everything at the same time. There you go. You can't catch us all.
Actually, there's a much easier way to do it. Hell, I could go about it easier, though. As often as I go in there and see price fluctuations. Like, you work in electrical and plumbing, correct?
Yeah, I work in electrical and plumbing.
Well, look at the fucking price fluctuation on just your electrical wire, man. Somebody can go in there, buy a couple rolls of that shit when you got it down at like $60, bring it back in a couple weeks later when you got it up at like $98. Boom, there you go.
Well, no.
Do that on Final Fantasy.
No, you can't do that because what we have is when you have your receipt to return it.
Yeah, you don't need a receipt. Trust me. I guarantee if I go in there and go to the counter and act the right way, I'm getting that credit.
Well, there you go. You have to be a dick to get your way. And I've noticed that, you know. Wherever you go, if you want to get shit your way, you have to be an asshole. Like, customer service-wise, that's the same thing with my mobile carrier, T-Mobile. Man, if I ever want to get something my way, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Like, they didn't want to resend. I got a new phone, and they didn't want to give me my ringtones from my other phone. I had to be an asshole just to get it back.
You're not being an asshole. You're just being assertive.
That's assertive.
Don't be a dick. Be assertive.
Sorry, I'm just a fucking asshole. I always get what I want.
All those meth heads around here tear copper wiring out of housing construction and shit. Rip it right out of the walls, man.
Dude, I knew a guy when I was in work release. This is a while ago, but he had already done time before, and he was telling me about a previous story about when he was in jail. This guy's in jail, and his wife, while he's locked up, hires a crew to come to the house and take all the appliances and actually gut the house of the copper plumbing.
Wow.
I got one
so
better than that.
He comes out of jail, and he doesn't have any plumbing in this house.
I got one better than that. I got a contract up in Harlem, 30,000 square feet of tile. It was about 18 years ago. And it was three abandoned buildings. It was five floors each, two apartments on each floor. They put brand new boiler systems in each one. They like little small closets. I fucking went there one morning when it showed up. They took all the copper plumbing out. All the fucking water was rushing down through all the apartments.
Oh, it's not water, it's water. Water.
Oh, whatever, right? So now they decide they hire security guards. And one of them was Peaches. I'll never forget. The chick's name was Peaches. So she'd stay in one building. They put dogs in the other two buildings. But what these fucking crackheads did, they went and got a stray dog, threw it in the fucking back window so that the dogs were preoccupied. Then they fucking locked them in the one apartment, went back upstairs, stole the fucking shit again. I didn't mind because all the tiles got all fucked up. I had to rip it all up and put it all back down again. So I got paid for the cold face, I got paid for the tile, I got paid for the prep work. It didn't matter to me. But it was just funny how creative these guys were. They went and got a fucking stray dog and threw him in the window. Okay. It's a fix. Preoccupy the guard dogs so they can lock them in a room so they can go and steal the copper again. It was incredible. It was incredible. It was, you know, these people were fucked up.
Amazing. With all that brains they have, you think they could actually apply it to something?
Yeah, instead of going and fucking getting a 20-piece of crack or some shit, you know?
Oh, you know they unloaded the dirt-ass teeth, too. They're like, whatever. They're going to pin rock.
Yeah.
Party. 5 minutes later, they're breaking in fucking somebody else's house.
I used to leave my house at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'd get there at like 10 to 6 every morning. I left every day at 1:30. Only because I knew about that time the crackheads were just waking up and I wanted to get the fuck out.
Oh shit, he's Hell's coming down the corner. I gotta go.
I swear to God. And the guy who owned the building, we called him, his name was Huggy Bear. Everybody called him, he was a Jewish guy with fucking curls coming down the side of his head. Huggy Bear. And he had a hell of a good operation. He bought the building from the city for $1. Then the city would co-sign the loan to rehab it. And then he would sell it back to the city.
Damn.
It was cheaper because he didn't have to pay union workers. If the city did it, They had to pay union workers, and it would take longer to get it done. That's where he came in, and that's where I came in. I did all, like I said, 30,000 square feet. Each apartment was 1,000 square feet. And what was even better than that was, I turned around, and it wasn't 1,000 feet each apartment. It was like 900 feet each apartment. So I turned around and kept like 7,000 square feet of tile, and I was selling it at fucking $1.50 a foot and installing it and making a killing. It was a beautiful thing. It was a beautiful thing. Those were my old days. Can we at least maybe run around here?
You want to run around? All right. I think we'll run around and then we'll be done.
Run around?
I don't feel like running.
Well, then just
I've never even done this game.
Right,
you guys
stay,
are mean.
Stay...
The important thing is, I killed two people with a rocket launcher.
No, you didn't. You killed one person with a rocket launcher, fuckard.
And that was you.
<It's> yours.
I have two kills. It says I have two kills.
And both times it was from behind me also. You bastard.
It's like,
I'm all crossed
just,
the first time.
I don't know how to play this game. I said,
Oh no!
I told him, I said, I don't know how to play this game, but rocket launcher sounds fun.